catching up with Louis. And actually, Louis, you're one of the first people I met when I got to this region.
Yeah.
We were loading up a truck full of food then.
Yeah, we're doing the food drive just after the 2019 bushfires. And yeah, look, it was, and that was a great community spirit and everyone coming together. And if I remember correctly, I think we donated 10 ton of food.
There was a lot of water bottles.
Yeah, a lot of water bottles. But, you know, but it was great for you guys to come and help us as well. And, yeah, so
didn't have to do a gym workout that day.
No, definitely not. So, yeah, no, we appreciate yourselves coming down. So, and that was our first meeting here. And
yeah.
That was the initiation to you coming to Rebel and to Bethania was to, you had to assist us loading up 10 ton of goods and supplies.
Well, it took me this long to come back now. I was scared what else might be here. And I am at the Bethania Community Centre. Now, you've had to shut your doors for a little while because we've gone, wow, it's hectic. Bushfires to the COVID-19.
Yeah.
Where obviously we had lots of people coming together initially, then we all had to sort of keep our distance.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, it was a shock. And as you pointed out, obviously late last year and early this year, the bushfire crisis kept going. So obviously we all pulled together here at the centre and the community and helping out our counterparts in other states with all the food drive. And then obviously we were informed, shut our doors, you know, this wonderful virus that's going to be lingering for many, many years to come hit us. So yeah, look, we shut our doors here for 3 months, which was tough on some essential services that we had here. Look, we could have opened it, but we just didn't want to take the chance, obviously, with any community spread. We are in a little elderly residential area, so the committee decided that we will shut it down. But great news, we've just recently opened, but we're partially opening, okay? So we're being cautious with that approach. So our essential services are coming back.
Can you just tell us quickly, for people that actually don't know what you do here at the Bethania Community Centre, what are those essential services?
Yeah, look, obviously we're a hall for hire. So at the moment, the main ones is Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. Now, they've been suffering themselves, you know. They can't go out and have their meetings for so many months, so they're struggling.
Do you know what, Louis? And to be someone in that situation where you're already having to, well, I don't want to say use willpower, but you know what I mean? Like you need that support from people, and then you're in a situation where it's just going to make things so much more tempting, so tough.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's why we decided we decided to bring it forward a little bit and just get them essential services back.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got yoga's back on a Wednesday evening here at the centre. And then we've just got our elderly clients here on a Thursday and Friday. Just but once again, we're limited with numbers, so we're not asking everyone to rush on down to our centre. We still want to see people, but we don't want to have a rush here because we've got strict protocol now to enter our centre. Prior, you could just walk on in, and it's a community centre for the community. But now what we're saying is, we have strict protocol. We've got social distancing measures. We've got login, sign-in book so we can track the social distancing. We've got hand sanitizer at the entry and at the exit. So, you know, we ask everyone, bear with us. Everyone's in the same boat as us, but we just need to get these essential services back up and running for the people that are suffering.
And I know too, we've got obviously a lift in the amount of people that can start coming back in. You're being a little bit more careful though, once again, because the elderly are more susceptible to getting unwell. You just don't want to be having to wear that. So if people can bear with you, because you'll ease back into getting, well, everything back up to how it was. But I mean, when we look at Victoria, we shouldn't be getting complacent within our own state and making any assumptions that we're all okay now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could end up in that predicament as well, and we don't want to end up there.
No, definitely. And you're right. You know, so what we are doing, we're going from the original stage one, two, and three phases. So obviously, the Premier's just announced some other further easing of restrictions for this weekend. We'll continue on with stage three. So July 10 was always our stage three, and you know, 1 per 4 square meter rule, 1.5 meter social distancing. We're going to keep that as long as we can, without affecting too many essential services. You know, there are some other services. They're not essential. You know, we don't want that community spread coming. As you just pointed out, Melbourne is in dire straits at the moment, and we certainly do not want it here. Because we know what's going to happen if we get an outbreak here, we're back to square one in March, and we can't afford to close this place down again for 3 months. It's 3 months of loss of income here from the hirers. We've just had to fork out a lot of money to get all these social distancing stickers and labels and just to keep everyone safe. And we don't begrudge that. We want everyone to be safe, but...
It is costing a lot of organisations a lot of money. You've got to have the hand sanitizer as well. There's places as well that have to have everything wiped down now before use, after use. So it is coming at a cost, which a lot of people, that'd be tough when you've already had your door shut.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I mean. A lot of people don't see that side of it. You know, they just think this automatically just happens, but it doesn't. You know, like I said, there is an expense there and loss of income, hirage for 3 months. Outlay for the social distancing markers, we go down into 3 months again. And look, there's been centres around Logan that have already gone bust. You know, we're lucky in a sense here in Bethania. We are financial enough at this point in time to make sure that we can keep going for the community. As I mentioned earlier, this is a centre for the community. It's not for us.
Yeah.
We just manage it here, you know. So we manage it for the community. This is a community centre to be used whenever they feel like it. But what we're asking right now is hold off on that whenever you feel like it. You know, that'll eventually come back again. As I said, we just want everyone to be safe.
Yeah. Well, it's great catching up with you and good to see the doors are open. But once again, we are limiting the amount of people coming in and also some of those organisations. But it'll be good to see if we all stay safe.
Yes.
It will all happen sooner rather than later.
Well, we're all in this together, you know, and that's the most
Look at you following the slogan.
Absolutely, yes.
I feel like singing now, Louis. We're all in this together.
So, yeah, so look, and we do, we... I certainly don't want the disease.
Yeah.
You know, it's and I don't want any of my family or friends to get the disease. So, yeah. But also, I don't want my community to get it either. So, look,
if we're doing well. Let's keep it that way.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Nice one.
Yeah.